Welcome to The Blurs, the Black Nerds with the Word. This is a podcast where the Blurs discuss comics, manga, anime, movies, and much more happening in pop culture. This is one of your hosts, Marcus Andre. With me, I have...
What's good, everyone? This is Drew reporting live from the Dirty Dirty and Dirty Dorf. Follow me on all socials, Drew A1 on IG, Drew A1 underscore for Twitter. I'm ready. Let's get it popping. I just peeped me and Kenny. I got a black do-rag and a white shirt. You got a white do-rag and a black shirt. I like that.
I mean, hey, Mark is the only person without a do-rag in this gym, man.
Oh, come on, bro. You got to get the waves back, bro. Yeah.
I mean, you just got to have it moisturized up there, man.
Yeah, the do-rag, I just keep it on for moisture. That way, like, when I lay down or in the house, it just keeps it neat and everything.
I feel you.
Yeah, it's weird. We looking like the yin and yang or something like that. I like that. I like the energy. I'm ready, though. Let's go.
All right, y'all. This is just... Oh, Drew, you still in the Dirty Dorf, man. That's funny. Dirty.
Always. 10 toes. 10 toes. Come on.
Found that out this week.
Murder Mo. Really? That post you sent inside the message was hilarious. Murder Mo out here, bro. I was like, this man was not exaggerating. All right.
Anyway. Drew rolls his eyes.
I'm not saying nothing.
Justin.
Episode 13, y'all. I'm hyped. I'm ready. Let's go. We on a streak.
Homie Kenny, we out here. Murder Moco, you know where it be. we out here, Boco. We kicking it. I mean, me, my neighbor Marcus. I mean, heck, we want to league up, bro. You are not too far from around the way, man. We can league up or whatever. But yeah.
Where's the mask on?
Out here living in $500,000 houses, murdering niggas. Like, that's crazy.
I mean, it's different areas, but like I said, go to Langley, go to Belpre, go to different parts. Like, it changes. I'm wrong. Richest county in the country, damn near the world, but still, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How y'all niggas feeling this week?
I'm cool, you know.
Feeling good.
Feeling all right. I'm ready for football and all that, so that's something to look forward to every Sunday.
Facts.
So, all right. Yeah. Let's get into this new segment. Only got one story for me this week. Xbox Series X and S were leaked last week. So the upcoming generation of Xboxes were leaked. So Microsoft, in return, confirmed the design, price, and release date of their two new models, the Series S and the Series X. The Series S will cost $299 and the Series X will cost $499. And I think the most interesting part of this story is that you can pay for the Xbox $24.99 with the pass. And I think that is going to be very attractive to people this holiday season when they're picking between the PS5 and the Xbox. So what do you guys think? Are you guys going to pick one up this holiday season? Oh, and they're dropping on November 10th, I
believe. Yep. Yeah, it's November 10th. Basically all my life I've been... that's not true. At first I had a PS1, PS2, and then I went to Xbox 360 and I stayed with Xbox since. So for most of my like teenage years and all that stuff, I've been Xbox. So, but... I think I might switch to PS5 this time. I think I will. The Xbox, I think the deals as of right now, you know, PlayStation hasn't released their deals yet, but as of right now, Xbox is looking pretty enticing for that. So I can't blame anybody for that's going to get it. However, I think I'm going to get a P5. I think that's what I'm looking for this winter.
I might be in that same boat too. I did have a PlayStation 2, honestly. But I think I'm going to transition back over to that. Because I did have the 360, then I had the one for Xbox. So, I did initially have GameCube, and that was where it all really began.
So, yeah. 64, bro. No. Sorry, not 64, the Dreamcast. That was my first joint, the Dreamcast. Yeah. And now, PS5.
I mean, I'm not a gamer, so I don't know if I'm picking it up. I mean, unless somebody about to surprise me or whatever, I don't see myself having it. But yeah,
I think I'm gonna get both. I'm going to save to get the PS5, but I'm going to get the S just for the hell of it. I mean, $24.99 per month, you can't beat it. And plus, you get all the perks with Game Pass and stuff. You know, download certain games and stuff like that. You know, have the best of both worlds. And I really don't care about the biggest difference between the S and the X, which is the graphics. And the S doesn't come with a disc drive, which I don't think you really need one. Well, I really don't need one because I don't play that many Xbox games. So I think I'm going to pick this one up, especially since at launch time, there's not going to be a lot of PS5s anyway. It's going to be hard to get one, so might as well.
You know if that's going to come with Xbox Live?
Membership? Has comes with Xbox Live? I think.
Oh, no. I mean the service, the $24.99. Does that include Xbox Live?
That's Game Pass.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, and EA Play. So you reward. But I don't think that comes with Live, though.
Okay.
That'd be too good to be true.
Yeah, I was about to say, I might have to come back home. Shoot. Come back home, get that Xbox. But no, I think I'm going to get PS. I haven't really seen much except for the design of the P5. But most of the people that I play with are switching over, so that's mainly the reason why. I don't think there's going to be that big of a difference between the two. So I think it's just, for me at least, it depends on who I'm playing with.
Yeah, I think the biggest selling point for the PS5, rather than the technology, is just the games. Like, I can't wait to play Miles Morales. I can't wait.
Yeah.
But when y'all come over, y'all gonna be like, damn, I wish I would've got a PS4. Because Spider-Man, that game is tough. Like,
I just saw the walkthrough. I didn't really play it. I just saw the walkthrough on YouTube. That's all I did.
You got to get him over on this side. Like, man. Anyway, let's go to books. Kenny, why don't you start first?
As far as books this week, Nightwing 74, and also as far as manga, new Attack on Titan and One Punch Man. So for Nightwing 74, yeah, man. New One Punch Man, new Attack on Titan. Nightwing 74... Nightwing's finally back to being Nightwing. His memory's back. We get done with the whole Joker's messing with his mind and everything. That whole thing's over, and he's going to help the Bat family in the Joker War now instead of being with the Joker and everything. I'm just happy that he's finally back because it's been a while since he's been, because he's been Rick. He's like, they say, it's like, okay, what's happening? Like, you know, you are you Rick? Are you Dick? He's like, I'm Dick now. I'm like, he's finally back. But main thing I really want to talk about today is One Punch Man and Attack on Titan. One Punch Man and I'm not going to spoil it. I'm just saying the battle last time is getting a little bit more intense. It's still not over yet, but we're getting like more stuff there. We get to see Saitama at a different place and everything. He's not in the main fight, but he's just doing his thing because he's always arrives late to the party. That's just his thing. Attack on Titan, on the other hand.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Attack on Titan, on the other hand. Who's caught up with it currently right now? I'm just trying to...
Before caught up with in the anime. I'm not caught up.
In the manga?
Yeah.
No. All right. So I'm not going to... Okay, I'm please just going to say...
Spoil. Please don't spoil.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say any names.
Oh, God.
No, this last issue, somebody part of the main cast, unfortunately, goes. But yeah.
I don't think I wanted to hear that.
It's Armin.
No.
I mean, all right, Armin.
Not them. But yeah, I'm not gonna say names. I'm just gonna say all some right. Party. It was sad to see that person do what they had to do, but they did it for what's in the good of the team, so the team can get away. Because right now they're dealing with Aaron fucking up the world. Because Aaron's fucking up the world, like literally, whole like Titan everywhere type shit.
I think I have an idea who it is. I don't want to guess it because I don't want to see your expression.
Is but, it?
No, don't.
You can say names. I'm not going to say anything, bro.
Man, I ain't trying to hear that, man.
It's probably
I was gonna ask. So do you how many chapters are left in that manga? Because the last season's about to happen in the next.
They're gonna have to take breaks as far as filming it, or like what's the name? Because this last season is gonna be 30 episodes long.
I was about to say, because how many? Because this is there's a lot of content in the manga, and like if this is the last season, then
yeah,
they're gonna pack a lot in that joint.
I've noticed that every like my bad man.
Every
manga and their like production studio like does it differently. Some of them put like one chapter in like a whole episode. Some of them put like two in one episode. So
yeah. But like the sheer volume of what's happened so far that they're going to cover in season four, as far as they're picking up from the end of season two, where they found out everything about the Reichs family and all the stuff they did with the wall, and that we hear Aaron's like he had his father's memories. They start to come back, and after that, we have like a time skip as far as what happens, and then we have
one of wow
thing and. That's when we pick up as far as you find Aaron and the whole stuff they go through, and then Aaron teams up with Zeke and he's the bad guy. And I mean, it's funny how the times have changed. I mean, I want to kill all Titans still. Listen, all humans need to go. Period. Point blank.
Man, I'm really looking forward to that thing, because I saw a video on Twitter how similar the art style is for the manga and the anime. Especially yeah. in this last season's trailer, like it's literally all it looks like all they did was just color it, and I mean that in a good way.
Like, yeah, like there's so many parts and everything throughout that whole thing that's just wild after wild after wild. Like I said, this current chapter was it was sad, but good to see it. And they're still it's like they're in there like they I feel like as far as currently they can push it for probably 20 more chapters, which means probably starting. Dang. In the next year, because they're still trying to get their plan to fight back, and they're doing a thing right now. But yeah,
sounds good. So definitely looking forward. Can't wait.
Yeah, that's my reading though.
All right, so this week I read X-Men Volume 1. This is by Jonathan Hickman, and the pencilers are Lanil Francis. Issues 1-4, R.B. Silva, issue 5, and Mario Bafagni, issue 6. So in this volume, this is what it's basically about. This is what the X-Men world has been experiencing. The mutant nation of Krakoa has emerged on the world stage and has changed the state of the world in rapid and vast ways. The flowers produced on Krakoa can extend human life up to 5 years, cure mental illness, and serve as an antibiotic. By monetizing the flowers, the mutant state engineer, Charles Xavier, has found a way to leverage the recognition of Krakoa by the human nations. However, due to the intense bigotry towards mutants and the destabilizing effects these drugs have on the world's economy, Scott Summers, aka Cyclops, and his fellow X-Men must carry out dangerous diplomatic and peculiar missions to protect their fellow citizens. In this volume, we get more insight on the anti-mutant organization Orchies. Is it called Orchies, Kenny? Okay. The long-lost companion or lover of the mutant island Krakoa. World's leaders' response to the nation of Krakoa, the old lady terrorist group called Horticulture, and the seeds of a possible future betrayal to the state of Krakoa. So here's my thoughts on this volume. I regret waiting so long to read Hickman's main X-Men story. He manages to translate his technique of slowly sowing seeds that blossom into huge payoffs to the X-Men. There are even some significant small payoffs from ideas he presented in Powers of X and House of X. While concepts and politics are in this story that confuse me in a good way, I can't wait to see how they affect Krakoa and mutant kind moving forward. I recommend everyone check out this revolutionary X-Men run, but please start with Powers of X and House of X, or you will be lost in some Krakoa sauce. So next we got Black Hammer Age of Doom Part 2, written by Jeff Lemire, and pencilers are Rich Tomasso, for issues 6-7, and Dean Ormston issues 8-12. This volume serves as the conclusion to what is essentially Jeff Lemire's beautifully crafted love letter to superhero comics. For several years, the heroes of Spiral City have lived on a farm in an inescapable town that they were transported to after defeating the evil anti-god. They learn of their predicament after Spiral City's most exalted hero, Black Hammer, died trying to fly out of the town. After living in the area for a while, some heroes try to establish new lives, while others heavily resent the loss of the lives they led. Their time on the farm is interrupted by the Black Hammer Mansion's successor, who reveals that some people within the hero's ranks subjected them to living on the farm to save their world. I love how the story manages to humanize caricatures of well-known superheroes to create a superhero drama that doesn't involve much evil battling. You know, it more so involves battling their own demons and selfish desires to save the world. I love the allusions to various characters and storylines in superhero comics. Black Hammer is Thor if he were black and got his powers from Shazam. The wizard's name is Shazam. Anti-God is Darkseid, and the Anti-Man monitors mashed up. The characters undergo a few crises. You can't go wrong by picking this up. It's a superhero book that focuses on how fucked up life can be, whether you can fly or not. So that is my list for this week. Let's get into what we've been watching.
Yo, Marcus, as far as X-Force, if you love X-Men out, you will love X-Force. I recommend you check it out.
Okay, because I heard it started off rocky, but I heard it.
I don't know about starting rocky because it started with the whole like Charles and Dead thing, and I was like, yo, that's wild. Like, I was like, they really went through with it.
But he came right back though, right?
It took a while.
Okay, I'll read it. I heard it started off rocky, but it picked up really well. I heard if you don't read X-Men, you should read X-Force. So I'll definitely.
Yeah.
But X-Men is wild too, though. I love this volume.
Thanks.
Stickman, what he's doing over here is crazy. But let's get into what we're watching, which is basically Drew and Justin Singh. Y'all going?
Yeah. I kind of think that's how it's shifting now. It's like the reading segments, y'all. The watch them is us. I like that. It's cool.
Good ebb and flow.
Yeah, man. All right, so what I've been watching this week is my mostly for my regular rotations this week. Caught up on Fire Force and got a high school. Now I know, and I went into Wikipedia and I read all the descriptions of Forgot a High School for each episode. And I watched I skimmed through most of the episodes again. So I know what's going on now. I know what's going on. So you can ask me any question. I got you. So, so I know also in Fire Force, they showed the kind of like the backstory with, how things started, how things got to where they are. Also, the last episode, which was last Friday. So I think there's a new episode today. But the last episode, which is last week, came out, and that one was really, really good, where there was fighting. To give you a synopsis, they were fighting this like demon, and then he needed the it's called Grace, which is basically this power source from Amaterasu, and this angel or whatever they she granted him like 1 second of grace, which is basically 1 second of the power scaling of the power source, and that's all he needed, and that's all, and he basically defeated Shinra, the main character, basically defeated them, and that was that was pretty visually appealing episode. Also caught up with Boruto. That is definitely heating up for real. And the character that I showed y'all last week, Deepa, he him and Amoy, man, he's really going ham. Like he ain't playing. It's not really a spoiler, but it is a spoiler. So Remember, I showed y'all the fight where him and Amoy was battling. So it basically skipped to the last, the very end of the episode. And Amoy's basically at the brink of death. And then his comrades come and try to help him. And then, because the point is that Deepa is looking for the Hashirama cell. And his comrades tell him where it is. And then, not with the care of the world, Deepa literally just kills them. Like, after he tells them, he just kills them at the very end of the episode. And so I don't know what the Cloud Ninjas are going to do after that. I'm pretty interested to see if Darui is going to have a say in this in later in the episode, if there's going to be another arc or whatever. So that's definitely looking forward to that. Also, I saw, have you ever heard the anime Parasite? Yeah, I saw that.
Parasite the Maxim?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that this week.
The one with the dude that gets the alien inside of his Yeah, I watched it a couple years back. It's pretty good. I took my time watching it though.
Yeah, it's very philosophical and everything and all that, but yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's very interesting about, you know, just humans and just human nature and animals and things of that nature.
How far did you get?
I saw the whole all 24 last this week.
All right.
Funny. I started. When did I start? I think I started Saturday. And so yeah, I just went right through it. It was pretty easy to watch. Like, it kind of, you know, it didn't feel like I was like, okay, yeah, episode this, let's go. I was just like, all right. So it was actually really good. When I finished it, I was like, man, I can't wait till the second season.
And then ain't no second season.
That's it, man. That's it.
My girl was like, no, there's no second season. I was like, dang.
Yeah, man.
No, it was definitely a good story. Very interesting. The animation, it's funny because it came out like 2015, which is still a good time. Yeah, yeah. But it felt like it came out like last year or something like that. I don't know. It was weird. But also, something that's funny is now I see on Twitter and everything, everybody's watching Erased for some reason. I guess because it just got on Netflix and it's like dubbed and all that, but it's hilarious how everybody's watching it now.
Hey, man,
did we start a trend or like what?
Did we put it right on? How long ago did that come out again? Because I forgot.
Erased.
You watched the first and that day you put it up. It was like we watched it like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that is true. 2 3 weeks ago. I never looked to see when it came out though. That's a funny thing.
Yeah, it's literally trending. Like, I don't know if it's number one, but it's trending on Netflix.
Is that how you ended up sending the joint on in a group message? How erases
like the theme and everything. The theme song,
one of the best openings ever.
No, it really is, man. That theme song is fire.
Yeah, but I saw it. I mean, yeah, I just saw it on Twitter and they was talking about it. So it's probably because people saw it on Netflix. Like once that joint hit Netflix, everybody sees it. But it was, I thought that was pretty funny how, you know.
Yeah,
that joke came out first, but that's all I got. Watch it,
just.
Comes to watching. Actually, just started watching this new. I finished that South African show, the Blood and Water one. I don't know if you ever got to take a look at it. But I just started watching this new show on Netflix called Away, and it got Hilary Swank in it. And she just like, it's about her and she goes to like the moon with like this team and everything. I don't know what the complete objective is with them up there, but they got like a serious mission and it was supposed to be her and her husband, but right before like the mission had started, he just got paralyzed. And he was like the best on the team and he was supposed to go up into space and it wasn't even supposed to be her. So she took his place and they're up there and they basically pick like one person from each of the major countries and everything. So it's like about five of them in there. One guy's from India, one dude's from Russia, one lady is from Asia, and they're all just trying to coexist. But the one that's like American is like the head commander, and they hate her already just because of like the fact that she kind of compromised the mission at the beginning. She almost had a fire go off in the space shuttle while they were going up to the moon, and that could like be real dangerous. But they put it out though because the fire was like floating in like midair, because like, I mean, there was no gravity or anything and they had to catch inside of a bag and they put it out. So this show is pretty interesting. I like the I like the graphics and the cinema in this joint. It's really nice. Like, just like the way they show them on the moon and like going around like certain like tech, like high tech, like buildings on the moon was tough. I was just like, this is pretty nice. So if y'all are thinking of watching the show on Netflix, watch Away. It's pretty cool.
So it's like a sci-fi?
Yeah, it is actually. It's a sci-fi.
Okay.
That's all I got though.
Okay. Well, as far as me, Hospital comes back on next week, so I've been watching that. American Dad has its 300th episode this coming Monday, which I'm surprised it's still on for this long. But yeah, I'm still watching that. And yeah, besides that, that's all I've been watching. Yeah.
300 is a lot.
Yeah.
But how many episodes does Family Guy have? Do you know?
Family Guy has like, I think it's either 5 or 6.
100?
Yeah.
This you can watch it every day.
Yeah, like I keep it diverse and all that. I mean, some nights I'll be watching. I mean, because next week I'm debating either picking One Piece back up, or I'm going to watch, I knew Jess was going to look, or I was going to watch, probably an old, like, kid show. Like, I was thinking either watching Avatar again or watching, what's on my tongue, Jimmy Neutron.
You know what we should review?
What?
The first season of Korra.
Oh, actually, first season of Korra was flame. First season of Korra was flame.
Because that's It was decent.
I gotta watch Avatar first.
I mean, like, first season.
Wait. Who said
Justin said.
You haven't watched Avatar?
I haven't watched it all the way through.
Wait, for real?
No.
Yeah, man.
Okay. At least this came out now. Then later on, when we do our top five Nickelodeon, but that's further down the line.
Yeah, because that one would not have been in my list. And y'all would have been mad.
And we'd be like, hey, yo.
Hey, man, you gotta go to Memphis and finish that job.
All right. Let me explain myself. Okay. So when it came out when I was a kid, I watched like a good amount of it. So like I kinda know the story a little bit. But I just didn't finish. I went up to where they met Toph.
Okay.
Whoa, okay.
And I think to where was Appa missing at one point, something like that?
Yeah, he was. Like what's the elaborate?
I think after that I didn't watch it.
All right.
I don't know.
You're like halfway through though.
Yeah, that's what I said. I didn't finish it. I do know the story and all that stuff.
Wait till you get to like the, just like the fire story though.
Who said I'm getting there?
He said he ain't picking it back up.
That's crazy.
Oh, no, you gotta finish that joke.
That's crazy. But,
I think Korra only has one bad season, and that's the second season.
I mean, like, the funny thing is Korra was only originally supposed to be a one-season thing, but, like, people loved it so much that they renewed it and everything, and that's why we got to where we were and then it became a full-fledged series.
Funny thing is the kids love Korra more than Avatar, though.
The kids don't even know younger about Avatar kids. Like that.
Like, bro, the kids love Korra more than Avatar because it's a little more serious and everything, but...
I'll take my word over somebody who likes TikTok and eats Tide Pods.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, but I think the third season had the best villains out of the whole series. To be honest, the whole terrorist jump, that was tough. But let's get into, what's this one called?
Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba. So.
You're really good at that.
So the mangaka or the writer's name is Koyoharu Gotoji. I don't know.
Never mind. You're not good at this.
It started being serialized in Weekly Shonen Jump from February 2016 to May 2020. As of, I think July has 21 volumes. The manga's anime adaptation was done by Ufotable or Ufotable, and it aired in Japan from April to September 2019, and a sequel film is premiering in October. The manga has sold over 80 million copies, making it the best-selling manga. One of the best-selling manga. Not one of, a best-selling manga. So what is this about? In Taisho era Japan, Tanjiro Kamado is a kind-hearted boy who makes a living selling charcoal. However, his peaceful life is shattered when a demon slaughters his entire family. His little sister, Nezuko, is the only survivor, but she has been transformed into a demon herself. Tanjiro sets out on a dangerous mission to find a way to return his sister to normal and destroy the demon who ruined his life. And I got this paragraph from the fandom site. So let's get into discussion questions. And by the way, people, we are reviewing just the first volume, so volume one. Overall thoughts? Anybody can start.
Overall thoughts, I think this is a really good manga. It's also a really good anime. The story, the plot isn't all that, but I think this is something that's really enjoyable just for just anybody that's just a common just fan of anime and manga. Speaking for the manga specifically, it's for the first volume, this is it's a pretty good start to the next chapter and the next volumes. It keeps you interested and it keeps you like wanting, you know, to see what's coming next. There's also like, you know, just little things where you just have a lot of questions, but it's not questions as in, at least for me, it's not questions as in this is bad writing, it's just questions as in I'm just interested to see what's going on. So I think this was an enjoyable read. Like I said, I already seen this. I first watched the anime this past spring, summer? Yeah, this past spring. So I knew it was going to happen, but I just wanted to see from a different perspective and see how the different art styles were. But I did enjoy this both ways.
I enjoyed this too, honestly. I started watching it too, and it's like, for most of these type of animes, I generally like to read them even before I watch them, especially if it's going to be as like, I don't even know like the exact word, it's like, as action-packed as this.
Right.
Just because like, I don't know, I feel like it's a little more impactful when you read it. And then, like, it's kind of also, like, it's a little heartfelt because it's just, like, he's basically on this, like, quest to, like, pretty much save his sister. But I like the main character because, I mean, he's basically already, like, a prodigy. Like, he's, like, resourceful. He's smart and everything. And even when he meets up with the, who was the other swordsman's name with the black hair? The chill one,
old dude or like
you? The young one, the black hair, the long
Gil
black.
Or whatever.
Him, Gil. The cold one. He cold. You know, even when he goes up against him, that dude is just like, hold up a minute. Oh no, he a problem. So this I think it's a good read, but that's just me because like yeah. I mean. I generally like to read these things before I get into the anime, but
yeah, I will say it's more enjoyable when you, at least for this one, when you read it first and then watch it, because when you watch it first and then read it, it's for this one, it's a little bit like underwhelming a little bit.
Yeah,
to watch it and then read it.
Yeah,
but reading it first because I think the anime does the story a lot better than the manga. I don't want to keep comparing it to the anime because that's where basically talking about the first volume. But just somebody as a listener and as a watcher, I would definitely recommend watching the anime as well.
Yeah, of course, watch it. But you know, the manga would just heighten the stakes a little bit for you. You know, just because, like, just because it's like, it's like, it's your own imagination. And our style is really fire. It's really fire. Yeah. Take it away, Kenny.
I mean, funny, like I did last week, I started this today. As far as this, it's been really interesting. It's, like, I'm so far, like, I'm past the first volume of Mamari at the part where we have her flashback as far as what happens. And we see Michael Jackson's the villain. But anyways, that's beside the point.
Yo. Did y'all see that meme, too? Where, like, he's, like, chasing him in the streets and he turns him around. He's like,
you've been struck by a smooth. I'm like, hey, yo, bro. That's crazy. But, yeah, Michael Jackson's the villain. But as far as that, like literally, like I said, I started today. It's that. Keep reading past, like, where we were. As far as the first volume, because I was like, okay, you see his character development. He has his own little tuning exams and everything, and he does better. But, like, the only thing was, like, when he was training with Uturako's son or whatever that guy's name is, it was weird to me that, like, he keeps saying, okay, a year had passed. Okay, another year had passed. Okay, another year had passed since he had did this. I was like, yo, a lot of time is passing in this man's training, and he getting older, but I'm like, it's a lot of stuff happening, like, and all that. But I was like, that's the only thing I had to say. But it's really interesting. Great storyline. It draws you in, and I'm interested to see where it goes. I mean, I want to start the anime probably. I'll start the anime like the next probably 2 weeks or something, whatever. But yeah. How about you, Marcus?
All right, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. This drink was kind of it to me. It's just the first volume, and It seems like it could lead into a more promising series. I did like that Tanjiro is not, he's not the typical shonen protagonist to me, not off the bat. Like, he's not dumb or he is not super talented for no reason. Well, he is talented, but he's not super, super talented for no reason. Huh?
That's it, and he's not loud.
Yeah, he's not loud or obnoxious. So I like that part. I like that he isn't the person with the demon inside him, or he doesn't have any special powers that I know of yet. He doesn't have any, like, innate super ability. Yet, not in this volume. Not in this volume.
Okay.
Not in this volume.
I mean, I get some teases with the nose and everything, but yeah.
Yeah, teases with the nose. I think the nose thing is stupid.
Yeah.
I think it's dumb.
I like it.
He can see an he can smell an opening. Come on now.
I can understand you got, like, special eyes, but you go, like, I can cut right here.
Yeah, I was like, okay, this is kind of dumb. But I like that he's protecting his sister. I'm glad it feels like it's not a shonen that I've read before, at least for the first volume.
I mean, like, the background feels a little shonen-y. I mean, family.
Yeah, the background is shonen-y, but...
Yeah. Like, family slaughtered and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everybody that has their family slaughtered, it's not like they known them first or whatever. Like, Goku didn't really know his parents and shit like that. Naruto didn't know his parents and shit like that. Another thing that I didn't like about this, though, was the pacing. I thought the pacing was way too fast. Like, I was like, let's stay here for a little bit. Like, what's he doing when he's training and stuff like that? But on the flip side, I also like that the mangaka is getting the test part out the way. Like, oh, you got to do your tuning exams or whatever. They always got to do that shit. So he's trying to get through it fast or whatever. I like that. I hope there's not another testing exam thing. I might be interested on following up with it further, but as of right now, it's just, it's not bad, it's not good.
Yeah, I would definitely suggest to follow up with it, because the first volume, although I said it was good, I don't think it does the whole story and the whole plot much justice of just stopping.
And get past the first volume, it's getting lit.
Yeah, I would definitely suggest to get past, because it gets better from there. And I understand the pacing with the whole, that was confusing for me watching it and reading it again, because I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. I did like 2 years and then 6 months, and then, so that, yes.
Yeah, I was gonna actually say, like, even when I watched it and, like, just, like, coming back, like, to read it, there were so many things I was just, like, I completely forgot this even happened. I was just, like...
Yeah, like, I didn't have a problem with the training being accelerated. I just had a problem with the time skip. You know what I mean?
Like, he was a child, then he's, like, a mid-teenager, whatever.
Yeah.
And now, like, he's on missions. Yeah.
What do you think of Tanjiro as a protagonist? Is there any significant way Tanjiro is different or similar to the typical Shonen Pro protagonist? I'll just reiterate again. He's not dumb. He's not obnoxious. He's not super clueless about any everything. He's not super strong. So that's what makes him appealing to me as a Shonen protagonist. And that's what sets him apart.
Yeah, I think he's a very good protagonist. He's not, like you said, he's not a crybaby, but he reminds me a little bit of young Deku in the beginning of My Hero. But just, he's not, like I said, he doesn't cry as much. He's very, very brave for the fact that in the beginning, he literally had zero powers or zero. Like, it's not like he had some type of huge power up in the beginning where, you know, he has to find out what and hone this power. He just literally was just brave and just fought that man with an axe. So I'll give him credit for that. He's a very, very nice, very compassionate character. So like what you said with him not being obnoxious, it's kind of like that, where it's just like, okay, he's just a chill dude. Like, I actually respect that. And his relationship with his sister is very wholesome. I definitely like Tanjiro as a main character, and Nezuko as a side character as well. She's the best.
Going off that, like you said, he's not like loud or obnoxious and everything.
Yeah, that's on my head, man.
And considering like the other characters that do come in after Volume 1, like I do like his persona a little bit better than like how they are, and it like makes you think. If people do continue this, you know, it makes you do like actually do appreciate the person that Tanjiro is, and it's just like, thank God we didn't get that as a main character, and we did get Tanjiro as one, you know. And like you said, he's really he doesn't have like many powers at the beginning, and he fought this man with an axe, and it even caught like basically a master off guard of what he really did with something so little, so. It just shows like where his head is at. And I think that like his bravery is really just coming from like the fact that it's all his compassion for his little sister and what he's trying to do for her. So because I do see like the fear in him, but it's like I gotta do this. I have to do this, you know?
Yeah, like he's scared, but that don't stop him from like,
exactly. Exactly. And I won't even lie, I made that Deku comparison before we even started this. I was like, I do see Deku in him, but he's not like gonna be on like some where's All Might, you know? Like
Yeah, so, he doesn't look for any help. He's just like, all right, I'll figure out a way.
Exactly.
I mean, as far as this, like I've never watched the Red My Hero, but as far as from all the memes and everything, all I see is that man crying all the damn time and breaking his hands and fingers and bodies, but one day I'll start it. But on to this, I really like him as a main character, humble. I'm still skeptical about like how he just took a nap and everything and all that dude's house. I mean, I understand this is neighbor hospitality, that's beside the point. But to him, I mean, I really respect like he's looking after his sister. He's trying to make sure she's safe. He still remembers back when she was a baby and her like trying to get her a kimono and everything. And then like him, like training, he's pushing himself to the limit. He's unlike like other shown in. We always get the, I want to be the best ever. I want to be the one that gets the full attention, the leader of whatever, whatever. And everybody looks at me and yada, yada, yada. He's just trying to protect his sister, find a way to get her become human again and find the person who like killed his family and get, and was saying defeat them and everything. And it's not like he has the whole cynical, edgy, like thing behind him. Cause he's like really sentimental. And like, cause even when he kills demons, he'll sit here and pay his respects as far as, I'm sorry that you had to die, or like when people die, he pays his respects and everything. And I really respect that about him. Like instead of, hey man, you deserve to die, you're weak or whatever. And like him and Sonic have the same backstory. He's not edgy and everything, but yeah.
So next question is, what did you guys think about the art?
Well, for the art, for the manga, I thought it was a little lackluster comparing to, and I say this, I feel like I would have a different opinion if I didn't see the anime first. Like it keeps just clouding just what I think, and it keeps affecting it. So the art style in the anime is the best art style I've ever seen in any anime. Straight up. Like I'm no cap. Like straight up. The fights are 10 times better. Oh my God. So seeing the manga, I was, when I first seen the first couple pages and stuff, I was like, oh, okay, that's it. But like for example, in the first scene, or the second scene, when Nezuko and Tanjiro were going up against him. He looked totally different than what he does in anime, and he definitely looks a lot better in the anime. He looks more. He doesn't look very sure of himself. He looks, you know, like he's second guessing things a lot. I mean, he's still cool and laid back and like very serious about stuff, but I feel his character is a lot better in the anime. You know, the art style it's still good in the manga, but it's not as good as the anime. I feel like it could have been a lot better in the manga. So it's eh.
I'm actually in the same boat as Drew. It's not that it was bad at all. It's just the fact that I saw the anime first before watching it, and like it's all like shiny and everything, and then you go to the manga and it's like it's kind of gritty, which I have no problem with at all. But if I were to read this manga at first and then like if I was expecting an anime right after, then I wouldn't even like, I'd be pretty shocked. I'd be like, wow,
this would definitely be a pleasant surprise.
This is a pretty big jump. Like you would think this is going to be like some retro anime coming out or something, you know, but it wasn't bad. I liked it, but it feels a little, it just has a little bit of like a retro vibe to it just because of like the grittiness to it, to me. So I'm not mad at what they did. There's just a really big difference.
What say you, Kenny?
Alright. It has its moments. Like as far as like it's not the best thing I've seen drawn or whatever, but it has its moments. Like sometimes when he's fighting it gets a little bit more descriptive, it looks more defined. Other moments that you have like that whole like shonen thing where they go derpy, whatever, as far as like they're laughing or making a joke. But like it's out of like 8 out of 5, I'm saying 1 to 10, I'll give it like a 7.
I give it a 6. It's totally mid. But the thing is, I think it might have the potential to become better moving forward. And I say that because unlike American artists or artists that do American comics, like, that art kind of stays consistent because you see it within like a volume or something like that, or like a run. But with these mangaka, you usually see their art improve over time. Like if you look at Masashi Kishimoto's art, when he first started Naruto, it looks totally different from the later volumes. It looks totally different. even from the headbands, like the headbands are way wider when you start out compared to volume 10 or whatever. So he might progress in his art. Yeah, it was just mid to me. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It was just there.
That's a good point, because I forgot about that. Because a lot of stuff in the first volume, in the first chapter, compared to like the last one or the one in the middle, it's like this is night and day. And yeah, Kishimoto and Ikimoto are testaments to that. So you know, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. But for the first volume alone, meh.
Yeah. And Tetsukube Kubo, I think that's how you pronounce his name, the creator of Bleach.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, his I think his art was always cool, but, like, once you get further on, I think he is one of my favorite mangaka ever. The way he draws his characters, it's, like, it's just beautiful. Next question. What do you think about the powers and abilities in this world? How do you feel about the lack of a mention of a qualitative energy source like chakra or ki? And let me ask another question as well. When Tanjiro is doing his techniques, you know, later in the volume and stuff like that, you see the water coming out of the sword and stuff like that. Do you think that's like metaphorical, or do you think he's actually like water's coming out his sword or whatever? Because that's what I see on the anime. So like, how does that work out?
Oof. I'm trying to remember. I think it is metaphorical, because when he uses that attack, he doesn't actually use the water. He still uses the sword for the attack. I think the water is just, I mean, it could be actual water, but he doesn't use it in the battle, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like he still uses the sword as, you know, as his weapon. But I think the water is just, it's just a style, because it's not really a spoiler, but there's like a group of Demon Slayers, you know, when he eventually, you know, makes the Demon Slayer, passes the test and all that, where there's like pillars, and there's a snake pillar, a fairy pillar, a water pillar, which I think that's him. There's a fire pillar. So I think it's just different styles of swordsmanship.
Okay. So what do y'all feel about, like, the lack of a qualitative energy source? Do you think it helps the manga, or hurts the manga, helps the story, or hurts the story?
With this type of story, I don't mind that they don't have one. I feel for some stories like One Piece, Dragon Ball, Naruto, like, long stories like that, those need huge backstories, and that takes hundreds of episodes, literally. So I feel for this, for Demon Slayer, it's not going to be that type of story at all, because the manga is actually done. So I think that it's fine that they don't have it in this story. I would prefer, because when you do it, it kind of makes things a little bit more not linear. But it makes it, I can kind of see things pan out a little bit easier, and things get a little bit more predictable when there's like a power source like chakra or ki or whatever, or things of that nature. So I don't mind that they don't have one.
Okay, so it's kind of like the midichlorian issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like, it's like, I'm okay with that, because once you have like power levels, chakra levels, whatever, you get so-and-so here with this chakra level, so-and-so here with this power level, and it's just a big, all right, who has the biggest amount or whatever, and let's just fight it out. I mean, it gives it more, like, to more technical backgrounds, as far as, okay, you worked hard, he got his techniques up and everything, and I feel it coming, as far as, like, we figure out what makes him so special, or we get a reason, like, was it just a random thing, or all that, and every, like, was it a random demon attack, or was it targeted? Because, like I said, it like, when it happened, it seemed kind of sketchy to me, because he just was saying, deliver charcoal, he's on the way back, guy says, hey, come in, it's supposed to be demons out tonight, or whatever, I'm supposed to go back to my family, just come in for the night, whatever. And that day he comes back, his family's slaughtered. And I'm like, that's still kind of sketchy to me. But, I mean, I'm okay with it not being there. So, like Drew said, it can pan out easier. We can just work it out. We find the main villain. And yeah.
I'm fine with it just because, like, it's not, like, going to be, like, confusing, or it's not going to be like a big measurement of like who has like the biggest, like, you know, like power level or anything, because some anime, I think they go crazy with that, or manga, they just, it confuses you and you don't know who's stronger than who. One person could have defeated this person, but that person, they defeated someone much stronger with a bigger power level. And kind of like Seven Deadly Sins, like their power level is just like, it doesn't make any sense to me. So I think it's better this way because, I mean, we're judging based off, like, technique pretty much and, like, how you're using it and just the work you put in. So I'm fine with that.
Yeah, power levels like that open up a can of worms. And if it's not done right, it's done terribly wrong. So you have to be very careful with that.
Most definitely.
Who is your favorite character from this volume? I'll go first. I think it's, I'll say it's one of them ghost niggas, because, like, I'm very interested to see who they, we know who they are, but how they will play in the story going forward. The ghost dude and his ghost, the other ghost student. Do y'all remember their names?
I don't remember the names, but I remember them.
You mean the twins? The white hair and black haired?
He said like the fox and the rabbit or whatever. Because remember
when he was training, trying to
slice the rock.
The boulder. Yeah. And he had to strike one of them first to do that.
Okay.
Yeah,
and they was dead.
Yeah. Cause like what's the name? He's told the sensei, hey, look after the fox and the what's the name? The mouse or whatever for me. He's like, how do you know these long dead students of mine or whatever?
Like, how long you been out there playing with dead niggas? Like, his master, like, who's this nigga talking to? Like,
hey, did you play with ghosts? You supposed to be
with ghosts,
bro? What you doing?
So that's your favorite? Is it, you talking about one of them or both of them?
Nah, just what? Just a dude, yeah. I want to know his backstory. Other than them dying.
Okay. I hope the manga does show his backstory, because in anime they did not. After that arc, they was just like, okay, next. I don't know. Well, for me, my favorite character, like I said, is at least for the first volume, it's Nezuko. I think her power is very, very interesting. And I think she's like, her power, how she became a demon that doesn't eat humans, is going to be a huge key factor. When I'm not saying this as a spoiler, I have no idea, but I think it's going to be a huge key factor in how things play out in the story. So I think she's the most interesting character. I think she's my favorite. She's my favorite character. And the way she kicked that man's head off was so tough. So tough. She's the GOAT.
For me, it has to be Giyu. I like the characters that aren't shown enough and you don't see like their full power, because it leaves an opening for like, what else can this person do? And like, what's next for them? You know, it's always good to have a little mystery and edge.
Yeah, he's very cool. He reminds me, I'm not gonna say Sasuke, but he reminds me, I see the vibes. He reminds me of adult Sasuke.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, he's still for like the greater good. Yeah, he's not emo. He's just like laid back and like very strong. So he reminds me of adult Sasuke.
Yeah, he's cool.
My favorite character, I had to go with the main character, to be honest with you. I mean, I like Tanjiro, like the whole stories around him and everything. He's doing his thing, and like the part I really respect is like, even though like he's fighting these people, he's putting them in the dirt as far as demons and all that other stuff, because like when he fights the hand guy, whatever. After that, and was ending exams and beats him because he's the guy who eats all students and everything. even though he sat here and told him all that and disrespected the master, disrespected all the other kids that he's eaten, he still paid his respects to him at the end and everything. And I was like, that's still a dope thing, man. I respect that. I respect that. But yeah, Tanjiro.
That might be the first time we all had different favorite characters in something that we watched.
Yeah.
That's first. I like that.
Because usually we always like have like either two of us will have one.
Yeah.
Three of us will have one and one will have a different one. But yeah.
All right, so I'm pretty sure you guys are going to continue with the story. If so, are you going to continue with the manga, anime, or both?
Probably just the anime. I don't know. Actually, I take that back. I might read the manga because it's done now, so I don't have to do a lot of catching up and I'm far behind and all that. So it stopped, so I could just take my time with it and then finish it. So I think I actually think I would do both.
I'll go for the manga just because I'll probably do both, but I'll go for the manga first just because like it just gives me a little bit more joy, and it gives me a bigger hype feeling for like for the anime, you know? Because sometimes I'll watch anime and then I'll be like, I should have just read this, honestly. Okay. But I genuinely like this one.
I definitely wasn't even finished. Like, cause like I said, I already got further into it than I got. Like I said, I started today. I got a lot further into it than I thought I would get into it today. But like, what's it's only 205 chapters. I'm on chapter like 30. But as far as that, I'll keep it going. I do want to check out the anime. I've heard nothing but good things, and it was the hype of when it came out last
2019,
year.
2019,
right?
Yeah.
I heard it was the hype of 2019 as far as that. Slash JoJo, but that's beside the point. But yeah.
Yeah, they won Anime of the Year last year. Yeah, and it's funny because it's so weird. Demon Slayer is one of those anime where like, if you like it, it seems like you're like a hype beast. Because it came out last year and it went viral and all that stuff. So it's like one of those fan bases where if you like it, you're just a poser and all that stuff, and you don't, you know, you're a hype beast. But I think it's pretty good. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, it's not the best story, but it's really good. And I'm telling y'all, when y'all watch that joint, is the fights are 10 times more satisfying. I promise you.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventures Part 5 should have won Anime of the Year last year, but that's beside my point.
Yeah. I gotta win. Wait, which should have won it?
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 5, Vento Aureo.
Oh, you said One Piece?
No.
No.
That would never come up. No.
JoJo's probably going to win this year, though. I don't see an anime that.
But JoJo hasn't, like I said, it came out last year as far as 2019. It hasn't had a new one yet.
Oh, it hasn't? Okay, never mind. I don't know.
Like, but same part, like they take 2 years at a time because when they come out each time, they go straight for like a good 30 to 40 episodes straight. Then they take a 2 year break. Yeah.
I'm probably not going to move forward with this manga just because it didn't thrill me that much. Oddly, this episode, the manga that I think I need to continue with is Attack on Titan. That sounded interesting. But it's nothing wrong with this manga. It just didn't grab me in the first volume. And I think if you are a consistent manga reader, you probably will like it, and you probably will move forward with the series. It's not bad or anything like that. It just didn't grab me, you know what I'm saying? So let's get into rankings. If this is your first episode, we use the Naruto Mission ranking system. So we start at S and we go all the way to D. I'll give mine first, just get mine out the way. I'll give it a B minus. It wasn't bad. It wasn't, I guess that's a good ranking, but I just feel a weight towards it. You know, I think it's going somewhere, but it just didn't grab me. So I'll just give it a B minus. I like that it was different from all the other shonen anime that, shonen manga that I've consumed in my life.
I will give these first volume I'll give it a B+. The first volume alone.
we're going off the first volume, yeah. I'll give it a B. I'll give it a B.
First volume, I give it an A. I'll be honest, I liked it.
I liked it too. I mean, it was. I get, like I said, if I didn't watch it already, I would have gave it probably an A or an S minus, like I said last week. But the fact that I've seen it already just didn't grab me as much as the anime did. So that's why I give it a B. It's still good. It's just not great.
All right, Shaw, that wraps up the show. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of The Blurs. Feel free to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, at The Blurs Word, and on our Facebook page called The Blurs. Don't forget to subscribe to us at The Blurs on YouTube and like our videos. Also, subscribe. Hit that. And also, feel free to
leave us a five-star.
Yeah, subscribe again. Unfollow us and then subscribe again. I better see it on my YouTube studio. The numbers going, they fluctuate. I better see it. And also, feel free to leave us
a five-star. What's the name? Zero Watch. Hold on. I was Zero Watch with 100 likes already.
Yeah, get our engagement up. Also, feel free to leave us a 5-star review on and a positive comment on your favorite podcast aggregator, preferably iTunes. And see you guys next time.
Peace.